Hello, Exercises for Injuries, blog readers and customers. This is Rick Kaselge. I am back with another interview. And today I wanted to do an interview when it related to boot camps, teaching your boot camps properly, common mistakes that people make when it comes to teaching their boot camps. And I have an expert when it relates to boot camps. So, Caroline, I'll get you to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Thanks, Rick. I am Caroline Fitzgerald, and I founded Get Out There Fitness, an outdoor fitness boot camp, year-round outdoor fitness boot camp on the coast of Maine back in 2006. And I pride myself in having a boot camp that, having always run a boot camp that's really very different than the gym and different than other boot camps. I think the creativity that I've been able to put into the workouts makes it stand out and be, quite frankly, a whole heck of a lot of fun for everybody, for me included. But anyway, so I put together all of my favorite and my clients' favorite formats and workouts that we do. And by the way, in 4.5 years, I've never repeated a workout once, never repeated a workout twice. They've always been different, and I think that keeps people coming back. So I wanted to share that, and I put it all together in the bestbootcampworkouts.com, and it's a great product that has over 50 different workout formats and nearly 100 bodyweight exercises. And yeah, there are push-ups in there, but there's more creative stuff as well. But because I just really wanted to share the fun stuff that we've been doing and the success. I mean, the successes we've had too. But by far, in a way, the key to me to boot camp is fun, and so I wanted to share that with other people, and so that's kind of my background.
Okay, and then so you mainly focus on outside. Now, there's been a big trend when it comes to boot camps on everyone's kind of going inside. Now, kind of what are the advantages of boot camps outside?
There's so many, it's kind of hard to list them all. There's no comparison to working out outdoors. If you've never done it, it's kind of hard to explain it to you. But when I had a trainer start training for me, she was primarily an indoor instructor and had never taught outside. And within a matter of months, she's like, weeks really, she said, why would anybody want to work out inside? You're exposed to the elements, good and bad. It's gorgeous. Of course, we're lucky we're on the coast of Maine, right on the beaches, but even if you're in a park or just a field, as people often say, it's far nicer to be down on the ground doing core work and looking up at the sky as opposed to fluorescent lights. But it just we have a natural, as humans, we have a natural affinity for the outdoors, for nature, and we're drawn to it, and that's why we put, plants in our houses and aquariums in our houses and waterfalls in our houses, the little ones, because we want to be closer to nature, and especially in today's society, people spend most of their time, I think it's something ridiculous, like 95% of their time, maybe even 98% of their time, indoors. And, not only is that sad, it's unhealthy. We need nature, and we need the sunshine, and but whether it's whether it's pouring down rain or minus degrees and on Fahrenheit scale, it's there's really nothing like it. And the worse the weather, the more fun my clients always have, and the more proud they are of themselves. So the bragging rights, boot camps are tough workouts anyway, but when you put them into difficult weather situations, I mean not dangerous ones of course, but just unpleasant weather conditions, they have more fun and are more proud of themselves and can, walk through their day bragging about the fact that, they worked out in this weather when most people wouldn't leave the house in it. Without a doubt, all my clients have said to me at one point or another that they prefer our winter workouts to the summer ones. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they know most people won't do it, and they're proud of themselves for doing it. And they have that brings the camaraderie level, sky high too, so they're even that much more bonded as a group because of it. But it's just outdoors is just this just beyond compare. If you haven't tried it, try it, and and I bet you won't go back. And I have boot camp instructors from all over the country, actually all over the world, who know I'm outside year round regardless. We do not have an indoor facility. We do not go inside. There've been over 4.5 years. There've been a handful of times I've had to cancel, and I just reschedule. And really, all I've ever had to cancel for was the thunderstorm. But I get emails all the time from people who, you know, are in Texas, and they want to know, well, how do I explain to my clients that we really don't need to go out and go inside, you know, when it gets cold. And to me, cold and Texas don't belong in the same sentence. But it's really not about it's not about bad weather. It's just about bad clothing. You've got the right clothing and the right layering system, which is a little bit different for everybody. But once you figure that out, there's really no need to go inside. And I have pictures of, you know, minus degree days, and they're piles of clothes on the beach because after the first 5 minutes, they're warmed up and they're taken off. So it really, you know, there really aren't any good reasons other than thunder and lightning to, in my opinion, go inside.
Okay, so yeah, even like right now in January, you're outside teaching your class.
Yep. Well, I'm not right now. I've got a trainer doing it for me, but yeah, they're out there, and they were out there what, Monday morning. It was -9.
Wow.
That's Fahrenheit.
Wow.
You know, and of course it's up to the client whether they come that day, but it's, you know, but our standard has always been, you know, we'll be there, and if you want to come, come. And they do. And they're so, as I said, they're so darn proud of themselves. Obviously, -9, we're going to, you know, take that into consideration and be careful with, you know, with what we choose to do for the workout. But you know, for them, they're used to it. It's not like going from 45 one day to -9 the next day. So their bodies have acclimated to the cold anyway. But yeah, snow, we're out there with the plows, you know, dodging plows. Because sometimes, even though we're on the beach, in the dead of winter, it's too cold. I mean, it's too dark to be on the beach in some places, or it's too snowy because it's high tide. And so, we just get right next to the beach where the road is, and when the plow truck goes by, we move over and then get back to work. Nothing but lightning keeps us home.
Wow. And so then, like, what are some of the things that you've done in order to, you know, not do the same boot camp routine over the last 4.5 years?
Well, I as I said in the product, I've got, you know, over 50 formats, which are sort of, you know, my favorites and the ones that we work from the most. But each time, I mean, we're lucky because we have a handful of different locations, you know, over the course of mile and a half of beachfront, basically. So each day is a different location. Every class is at a different location. And so while we may, you know, do the same format, you know, I never did the same format any more frequently than once every 6 weeks or so. And every time we did it, it was at a different location and it had different exercises. So it really, in essence, seemed like a completely different workout. It was a completely different workout. It was same location. I mean, same format, but different, different exercises. And again, because of the different location, you know, I mean, a staple in boot camp that, you know, everybody knows it is in my book, but there are others in there obviously as well, is boot camp baseball. Well, I have a bunch of different ways I do that, but that are less common. But I mean, if you do baseball on the beach versus baseball on, on the grass in a different location, it's a totally different feel. Even if you did the exact same exercises, which of course I never did, but anyway, that's how I went about, you know, making it different every time is, you know, never repeating a format, more than, you know, once or six, every 6 or 8 weeks, always changing the exercises from one time we do the format to the next, and of course always a different location as well.
Awesome, very cool. And then, do you use very much, very many props, like external props, or do
not,
you?
Not really. I'd say it's probably 98% body weight. What we do use for toys, we call them toys, are what I call grassroots toys, and so they're not the shiny kettlebells and you know, fancy contraptions that are on the market today. For boot camp, you know, that should be used outside for boot camps, like the TRX and things like that, all of which are great products, but what I found with my business is that because we're outside all the time and we're on the beach, and it's my goal is to make it as different as possible, I really made an effort to go with, you know, the, as I said, the grassroots equipment, like, you know, tires and ropes. And, you know, why have a sled when you can use a tire? People get a bigger kick out of a tire than they would out of a, you know, a shiny, expensive sled that you find in a gym anyway. And then we have, you know, sandbags that are filled with unpopped popcorn, and we have, you know, water jugs, I mean, you know, like office water cooler jugs that are filled with water. And, you know, just different things that are not your norm, and they're not the shiny toys or shiny fitness equipment that they are expecting. And I think that goes hand in hand with what, you know, the sort of feel of my boot camp is, which is, you know, different. Everything's different.
Okay.
We probably only, we use toys, you know, we have a specific workout that we use toys for, and I switch up, you know, the toys each time, but, you know, we might do that, I don't know, as I said, I don't repeat them more than every 6 weeks or so. So really, you know, if they're getting any toys, it's the most they'll get them is once a month or twice a month, but again, because everything else is different, and each, you know, I don't just do push-ups and squats and dips, you know, we've got dolphins, and we've got groiners, and we've got, you know, just things that are not your typical. I mean, sure, you know, some people know some of them, and, you know, there are only so many bodyweight exercises to go around this world, but, you know, I'm not, as I said, squats and push-ups. Those are boring, and, you know, we do them on occasion, but they're always, you know, mixed in with a, you know, it'll be a V push-up instead of a regular push-up, or it'll be a, you know, just, it's just different, and as I said, that's sort of a recurring theme with me is different.
Okay, and then what are other things that you do to kind of be different with your boot camp? So you're outside all year round, all weather. You use very few props. If you do use props, they're unique. What are other things that you do to kind of make your boot camp unique and different than most?
Well, I think a lot of I know a lot of boot camps do them, but we do an awful lot of partner and team stuff. Specifically ones that are set up so different fitness levels can work together, and still everybody gets, you know, their own great workout, because I think that camaraderie is unique to, the camaraderie that builds in boot camp is unique to boot camp. The only fitness class, traditional fitness class that I have ever run into that's even kind of the same as far as the, you know, tight-knit group is spinning. And a lot of it, like spinning and boot camp, you know, it's the intensity level that makes them bond, because not everybody's willing to push themselves that hard. But in boot camp, you know, the instructor, you know, I know, my trainer knows everybody's name, they know their whole story. Whereas in a gym, you know, as I said, my trainer, you know, was primarily or completely in a gym setting only. And, you know, she'd have a different group of faces every time, and there are 30, 40 people sometimes, and, you know, she never even got to know their first names. And it's not for lack of interest, it's just that's not how it's set up. Whereas boot camp is, mine anyway, is set up to be very team-oriented. I encourage them to work together, to cheer each other on. And, you know, they get a huge kick out of seeing each other's success, whereas in a gym setting, and again, not to bash on gyms, but in a gym setting, you know, classes tend to be keep up or get out. You know, if you can't keep up with the group, or the steps, or the whatever, you're out of there, because you're embarrassed, or because, you know, you just don't feel, you're not comfortable. But in boot camp, you know, I pride myself on it being welcoming to all fitness levels, and it's neat to see them cheer each other on and really enjoy watching, you know, the progress that their fellow campers have made. And I really think that that's something to encourage and develop as much as possible, because it, and most of my clients at this point have been with Get Out There Fitness for 3 years. And, you know, the business has only been going for a little over 4.5. So that's pretty good numbers, especially for a small town on the coast of Maine. And they are, when I say 3 years, I mean year-round. And you don't find that in a gym, and I think a lot of that has to do with the camaraderie. And then, of course, the creativity and it always being different.
Okay, and then, like, you know, we were kind of talking off the call like, what are some things that make your boot camp class different than other boot camp classes that you've kind of seen?
Well, I think a lot of the stuff I've covered is part of it. You know, the creativity, the fun factor, the team-oriented settings, the partner and team workouts where they're working as a unit. One thing that, and this is a little bit off of your question, but there are so many. I didn't have any competition in my town because it's a tiny little town. The other boot camps in Maine and in New Hampshire that I know about, they either go inside, which, you know, to me kind of defeats the purpose. Part of boot camp is the uniqueness and the toughness required. But so many of them, you know, do one or two things. They have a set workout for three straight classes, and every time they go, it's, you know, three classes in a row are the exact same workout, and then it switches. Or, you know, there's another one, and I think this is kind of franchise based, so maybe all the franchisees are like this. But, you know, every Wednesday's track day, so campers know what's coming. One of my campers said to me one time, she said, you know, I get butterflies every morning before boot camp because I don't know what's coming. And she said, and I love that. And I think that's great. I think not knowing, you know, what to expect just makes it that more exciting, that much more exciting and more interesting. But another thing that I was very different, I think, than a lot of boot camps from based on what I've seen and read and heard is, you know, I supplied everything. I gave them their mats. You know, if there were toys we needed, I brought the toys. You know, they just had to bring themselves in water if they wanted it. And it makes me chuckle to see these boot camps out there that you have to bring your own mat, you have to bring your own 5 to 8 pound weights or whatever, which to me, that's a colossal waste of time. If you're doing something with 5 to 8 pound weights, you're not getting a lot done. And your body weight is to me, a much more effective way to challenge yourself. But I just think that, I mean, you know, I don't mean to be cruel about it, but I think it's pretty lame when you ask somebody to pay you, you know, $150 to $250 a month to come to your boot camp, but, oh, by the way, you've got to bring your own equipment. I think different from many in that way that, you know, I supplied everything they needed and again, as I said, you know, made it different all the time and just never let them, I mean, boredom was just not something that was going to happen. And boredom is one of the first reasons people stop working out. My boot camp just was, you know, just didn't like that.
Okay. And then, what kind of format do you end up using when it comes to your boot camps? Do you end up using, like, you know, an interval style or a circuit style when it comes to your boot camps?
Well, it's always different. It is all interval based. So everything we do is interval based. My boot camps are 45 minutes long. That leaves time for a quick, you know, warm up run and then some dynamic stretching. Dynamic warm-up, and then the bulk of the workout is, you know, 30 to 35 minutes, and then, you know, a cool-down and stretch at the end, but a very very brief one, and, you know, I always encourage people to stick around and, you know, stretch more if they needed it, but they don't need to pay me to stretch, so I would push them hard for the time I had them 3 days a week, and that's all they needed, So as far as, you know, formats go, though, as I said, it was always interval-based, but they all had a point. So, you know, occasionally we would do something that you would call a circuit where, you know, they'd work for 50 seconds at the station and then transition in 10 seconds to the next one and do, you know, go around 8 different stations or things like that. But more often than not, it was something that had a point. And of course, we did Tabatas, too. I mean, Tabatas are sort of a gold standard. And they're fantastic, but you can make Tabatas, you know, more creative than just always 8 rounds of the same exercise for 20 seconds. You mix it up and make it different. But we had partner ladders, we had movement ladders, we had, you know, team races, we had dice. That, you know, we had an unusual twist on the dice game that some people are accustomed to playing. We had a bunch of different versions of baseball. I'm not looking at my list, but, I mean, there are over 50 different formats. And as I said, you know, most of them have a point. They're not just, you know, do this exercise and then do that exercise and then do this one. there's nothing that drives me crazier than as a participant in a fitness class of any description is where you feel like the point is, I mean, there is no point. It's basically the trainer is just sort of saying, you know, do this and I do that and I go do this and I do that, and you know, there's no cohesiveness, there's no plan, and as I said, all of mine had a format. All of them had a reason, a goal of things they were working towards, you know, that numbers to keep track of, just things to think about. Because if you give them something to focus on besides how much pain they're in, not pain, but, you know, how hard they're working, they'll have more fun. So that's where, you know, the format-based workout, I think, is really important, because it isn't just circuit training. As you may remember from a blog post that you did a couple weeks ago, and there were a few comments, and you know, somebody said, really, well, what's wrong with taking circuit training? You know, what's wrong with boot camps being circuit training taken outside? And there was nothing wrong with it, but to me, it's boring, and it's, you know, it's the same thing so often, because even if you're doing, one day you do 50 seconds on, 10 seconds off, the next class you do 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, the next class you do a minute, a minute, a minute. To me, those are all the same. And, you know, they don't have, they just are time. They don't have a real point, and they don't give you anything to think about besides how hard you're working. So that's kind of a long-winded answer to your, you know, to what do I, how do I run my classes. But for describing them as formats with a point is kind of the best way to explain them.
Okay, so you really try to focus on creativity. They all have a purpose, but you end up trying to have like a variety of formats that you end up doing to always kind of keep your campers guessing. Now, is there any other kind of, you know, last minute, you know, or, you know, final things that you'd like to kind of share or would like to say?
Well, I mean, just sort of to reiterate, you know, some of the other stuff is, some of the stuff I've said is just the idea of, you know, people who think they need to go inside in the winter because wherever they live is cold, you know, just think about get out there, fitness up in Maine. You know, we're proof that it can be done, and you'll get clients because of it. And but also, you know, just to the importance of being different, different than the gym, different than what they're used to, different than other boot camps, and you know, the more and different from each from class to class. I think those are, you know, that's the big key, is just make yourself as different as possible, and you're going to succeed. And you're going to have, you know, you're going to have clients, more clients and clients for longer stretches of time than your competitors, just by standing out from as far as you can from other boot camps and from the gym.
Cool. That's a really good tip, trying to differentiate yourself from everyone else. Now, you know, where can people end up getting more information about yourself, your boot camps, and that boot camp product that you've put together?
Well, the boot camp product is at www.bestbootcampworkouts.com, and the boot camp I founded is getouttherefitness.com. I used to send people to my website. It's not a great website, and actually we've made some changes recently, but actually that brings to mind one other quick thing. I think it's extremely important for boot camp instructors to have as many pictures on their website as possible. And sorry, the dog is... I am.
That's okay.
Have as many pictures on their website as possible, and pictures of their actual classes and their actual locations. I'm sure your listeners are familiar with, you know, some of the franchise boot camps where it's stock photos. And you know, if somebody's in my town, they want to see pictures of our area, and they want to see pictures of what they're actually going to be doing, and they want to see pictures of people they know or people that look like them, or, you know, so that's another just, you know, quick sort of off the subject tip for people is, you know, load your websites up with pictures and make sure they're pictures of you guys doing your thing in your area. And because people want to know what, you know, they want to recognize what they see.
Oh,
that's kind of it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Caroline. And thank you very much, exercisesforinjuries.com, you know, blog readers. This is Rick Casalge with another interview. I hope you got a lot of great tips when it comes to kind of, you know, being different and unique when it comes to running your boot camps. So this is Rick Casalge from exercisesforinjuries.com saying take care and bye-bye.